谢谢Michael 跟 Abigail 的分享。
And we thank Michael and Abigail for their sharings.
其中给我一个很大的鼓励，我觉得在教会里面就是好像一家人一样，可以听到别人的故事的时候，也感受到他们的这个好像这个 impact 这个 struggle 一样。
So it's a great encouragement for me that as a part of a church community that we're able to hear other people's life stories and share in their pain with their daily struggles.
有一件事情，我们大家可以为我们的姊妹 Laura 他们搬去 Houston 的一个祷告。
One item we can pray for our sister Laura who had moved to Houston.
她刚刚这个礼拜收到了她爸爸的消息了，她在中国患了肺癌，所以呢，他们全家人呢已经在星期五的时候呢飞回去中国去看她。
She had received the message that her father in China had developed lung cancer, and as of last Friday, the entire family had flown back to China.
And
let's pray before we begin our sermon today. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Because you're a God who cares for us.
当我们在孤单在痛苦在受苦的时候，你在我们旁边。
When we are, you are right next to us. When we are lonely and we are in pain and we're suffering.
我们特别为到 Laura 跟她的家人，特别就是她爸爸交托在主你的手里面。
And we looked up Laura, her family, especially her father, into your hands.
求主把你的平安赐给他们。
And may you bless your peace unto them.
特别我们知道 Laura 她会向她爸爸去传福音，求主打开她的心。
And we know that Laura is going to share the gospel with her father, and we ask you to open his eyes.
我们也纪念到她还没信主的妈妈。
And we also remember in our prayer her mother who has not become a believer yet.
我们也为到今天讲到交托在主手里面。
And we also lift up today's sermon into your hands.
求主打开我们的心。
We ask Lord to open our hearts.
让我们去认识你。
So we can get to know you.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
And thank you for listening to our prayer and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
大概一个礼拜前呢，请朋友来我们家吃饭。
About a week ago, we invite friends to come to our house for dinner.
吃饭的时候呢，就在朋友面前吵架。
And we had an argument right in front of the friends that we invited.
吵架的原因呢，就是因为我们两个人呢，对请客的理念呢是不一样。
And the reason we started this argument was because our concept about dinner invitation was different.
那有一方面呢，就是他的希望是这样子，就是在希望在约定的时间之前呢，把所有的送菜做好，那么朋友来的时候呢，我们就可以跟他聊天。
So her concept was that her concept of dinner invitation is to have all the food ready before the guests arrive. So when the guests did arrive, we have time to converse with them.
另外一个方面呢，他的理念呢，就是吃饭的时候呢，这个送菜必须要是热腾腾的才好吃。
So her part of her overall concept was that the food had to be hot when we eat it.
不是 her 了，是另外一方面了。所以另外一个人呢，他的理念呢，就是吃的时候要热腾腾。
Okay, so it's not necessarily her, it's someone else.
Okay,
I misunderstood. So,
所以呢，这个人呢，每一次预备煮菜啊，都是放到最后一秒钟，客人来了，然后才完成了。
So what this person does is he or she would wait till the very last second to cook the dishes, so when the guests arrive, the food would be hot, steamy hot.
两个人的理念呢, 都是为了他的客人着想。
Now, both concepts were out of consideration for their guests.
但是不同的理念呢, 就产生吵架了。
But our argument began when the concepts are not in accordance with each other.
你们家里面吵不吵架的?
Do you guys argue at home?
那么如果你吵架的时候, 你怎么办呢?
So what do you do when you argue?
我知道了很多家庭呢, 会要他们的儿女吵架哦。
I know many families argue over their children.
比方呢,要送去哪一间学校里面去念书呢?
For example, they may argue about where the children should go to school.
我也知道有家庭呢,为了儿女减肥而吵架哦。
I know families that would argue whether their children should go on diet or not.
那你知道他们的出发点都是好的。
You know their motivation is always good.
为了他们的前
It was out of consideration for their future.
为了他们的健康, 为了他们的快乐,
and then out of consideration for their health and for their happiness.
但是不同的理念呢, 就产生,
But different ideas can create friction in this argument.
我们今天看这个腓立比书呢,
and not today, the verses it happened in the church of Philippi. Also talked about the argument within that church.
那我们不知道他们吵什么。
We don't know exactly what they're arguing about.
但是呢，如果你看腓立比书的时候， 你知道他们吵到一个地步呢， 他们连他们的喜乐也没有了。
If you look at the book of Philippians, you know that they argue to a point where they're at no joy anymore.
他们也太迟忧虑了。
And they started to worry.
吵到一个地步，你看到第四章的时候呢，有人怀疑呢，对方你是不是真的同心得救呢？
And the argument evolved to a point, as you can see, as you will see in chapter 4, that people start wondering whether each other have been reborn, are reborn believers.
那么保罗呢，在腓立比书的第二章呢，就解答他们吵架的这个困难。
And but Paul answered. Paul addressed the difficulties of their argument in the second chapter of Philippians.
那你看第，OK，这个是我家吵架的情形。So
this slide is a depiction of the argument that took place.
二章第一节里面的时候呢，他第一个字就是所以。第一个
So the first verse of chapter 2 started out with the word. Therefore,
所以呢，你知道，可见呢，这段呢，其实是连，是一章二十七节，有关系的。So
you know this verse is connected, associated with verse 27 of chapter 1.
然后我们知道一章二十七节就是讲到一个模范的公民。
And we know that the verse 27, chapter 1, talked about being a model citizen.
保罗说呢，你们的行事为人呢，要与基督的福音相称。
And Paul talked about that conducting yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
这个上个礼拜呢，我们也提到了，在逼迫底下呢，我们要齐心努力的去传福音。
And last week we talked about even under oppression, that we need to be united and be spreading the gospel together.
那么今天呢，其实是讲到另外教会一个问题，就是你教会里面分裂了、吵架了，你怎么去面对？
And today's verse is talked about another issue in a church, and that is when argument has caused division.
保罗其实告诉我们有三样事情，面对吵架的时候你要做的。
And Paul actually tells us that three things that we need to do when we are in the midst of argument.
第一就是你要记得。
And the first thing Paul says that one must remember.
二章的第一节呢, 其实有四个重复的若, if, 如果这个字。
So the first verse in chapter 2 has the word if four times.
还有呢,这句话很有趣的, 它是没有动词的。
Another interesting aspect of this verse is it has no verb.
也没有主词,没有 subject。
No subject.
所以呢, 翻译的人呢会了解这个句子的通顺呢，会把他猜的这个动词跟主词放在中间。
So therefore, the people who translated this original verse, in order to make the transition smooth, they put the subject and the verb in the middle of the sentence.
但是我们大概可以从上下文跟这句话里面的字里面猜到这个动词跟主词是什么。
But we probably can guess what the subject and the verb are by looking at the verses before and after and also the content of this verse itself.
里面有四个名词呢，就是基督的劝勉、爱的安慰、圣灵的交通、还有呢就是慈悲怜悯。
So there are four nouns in here, and they are encouragement, Christ, comfort,with love, fellowship with the Spirit, and also tenderness and compassion.
这四个名词可以说直接跟间接都是跟神有关系。
And these four nouns, whether directly or indirectly, have something to do with God.
比方说呢，他提到是在基督里面的，在圣灵里面的。
So for example, the verse talks about in Christ or with the Spirit.
还有呢，讲到这个是爱的安慰，就是谁的爱啊？这个很可能就是讲到神的爱。
And also, for example, they talked about comfort from the love, and whose love? It must be God's love.
还有最后讲到这个慈悲怜悯呢，其实在旧约圣经里面，在圣经里面呢，常常是用在神身上。
And also the adjectives or the nouns of tenderness and compassion are often used.On God to describe God.
So, 保罗在二章的第一节的意思呢，就是他讲到你们是一全天国的公民。
So, what Paul is saying in the first verse of chapter 2 is that you are citizens of kingdom of heaven.
那么呢，你们是曾经有经验过从神而来的劝勉、安慰、交通，还有他的慈悲怜悯。
And you, as those citizens, have received encouragement, comfort, fellowship, tenderness, and compassion from God.
那么你就要做二章二节到四节的事情。
As a result of that, then you need to do what's described in the second verse of chapter 2.
为什么保罗提醒我们神的劝勉、安慰、交通、还有慈悲怜悯呢？
Why does Paul want to remind us?About God's encouragement, comfort, fellowship, tenderness, and compassion.
为什么记得这些事情会帮助我们解决我们争吵的事情呢？
Why, by remembering these things, can help us avoid argument?
就是你得到神解释恩典的原因呢，不是因为你有道理。
So, for example, it's because when we receive grace from God, it's not because we are correct.
是因为神不跟你计较，所以他才给你。
It's because God does not want to, because God is not petty, does not want to, does not want to argue with you, and that's why He gives you the grace.
你有没有想过为什么你会跟人家争吵啊？
Have you thought about why you would argue with God?
就是因为我
argue with other people.
就是因为我有道理，你没有道理啊。
And the reason we argue with other people is because we believe that we are right and other people are wrong.
还有就是我有权利，你没有权利。
Or it's because we have the rights and you don't have the rights.
我们有时候说，我的地位比你高，你就要听我。有的时候我们争吵的原因。
And sometimes we say this, that my status is higher than your status,And therefore, you must listen to me, and that's another cause for argument.
有的时候我们说，因为公平的原因，所以我们争吵。
And sometimes we argue for the sake of fairness.
上次已经听你了，这次应该你听我啊。
And last time we had listened to you, and this time you have to listen to me.
但是保罗提醒我们。
But Paul reminds us.
就是我们得到神的恩典，不是因为我们有道理。
The reason we receive grace from God is not because we're right.
It's not because we have the right.
It's It's not because we have the rights.
也不是因为公平的原因。
It's not because of out of fairness.
是因为神不跟我们计较的时候，所以我们才得到。
It's because God does not want to be petty with us. It does not want to do tick for tack, and that's why we receive the grace.
第二样事情，保罗希望我们做的就是你要改变你的思想。
The second thing Paul wants us to do is change our mindset.
那如果你有留意呢，第二节的有一个字是重复的。
If you pay attention to the second verse, you'll see a word that's repeated.
就是意念这个字。
And that's the word of oneness.
Mind.
Mind. Okay.
有的翻译就是 mind.所以第二节是讲到你们就要意念相同爱心相同有一样的心思有一样的意念
So the second verse talks about being like-minded having the same love and being one in spirit and purpose
有没有发觉一个事情呢保罗劝人家不要争吵的时候呢没有用我们常常的一个建议
Have you noticed that when Paul asked other people not to argue, he was not to use a common argument himself.
比方说我见到他跟太太争吵，我通常会怎么讲呢？
So for example, if I saw someone and he's arguing with his wife, how do I usually interfere?
一人小句啦，一人讲小一句啦。
So we would tell the arguing couple that each person should say one less thing than the other person.
Okay, 就是小 okay, 我们解决这个问题的方法都是解决他们的行为希望呢解决这个问题。
So the way we try to address these issues is trying to do so by changing others' behaviors to minimize the issues.
但是你知道啊这一类的方法其实只是一个治标不治本的一个方法。
But you need to understand this type of approach can address the superficial reasons, but not cannot address the root cause.
圣经的方法确实不一样。
The biblical approach is different.
他要改变你的思想，那么他就知道你的行为就会跟着改变。
Bible wants to change your mindset, the way you think, so you can change your action, your behavior.
这个就是为什么在第二节里面呢，他重复了两次。讲到我们的意念
And that's why in verse 2 it repeated twice talking about our mindset
那么保罗希望我们怎么改变我们的意念呢
How does Paul want us to change our mindset
简单来说就是有一个合一的意念
Simply speaking we need to have a mindset of one
那么就让我们问一个问题了你要跟谁的意念合一啊
So the question arises that whose mindset do you want to be one with?
如果你看下去到二章的第五节的时候，他就提到他希望我们跟耶稣基督的意念合一。
If you continue to read into verse 5, then you know that Paul wants us to be our mindset to be that of Christ Jesus.
但是呢，保罗还有一方面，就是其实他希望我们跟这些的曾经给我们劝勉安慰劝勉安慰的这些事情的弟兄姐妹的意念一样。
But another point of Paul is that he wants us to be united with the brothers and sisters who had given us encouragement and comfort at one point.
所以如果你把第一节跟第二节放在一起的时候保罗的意思是这样子。
So if you combine verses 1 and 2, this is what Paul meant.
你们曾经经历过人家给你的安慰。
You have received, experienced and received comfort from other people.
那么你记得以后你就要跟他有同一样的爱心同一样的意念。
And because you have received that and as you remember, you need to have the same kind of love and the same kind of mindset.
你要学这些曾经帮助过你这些人的意念。
You need to learn the mindset of those who had helped you in the past.
当我们去学习这些人的时候，其实我们就会达到合一的这个表现。
As we try to learn from these people, We will become united and become one.
我们就不会吵架。
And we will not argue.
最后呢，保罗在第三、第四节呢，只是就特别解释我们要学习的内容。
And in verses, continue on, in verses 3 and 4, Paul talked about the content of which we need to learn from.
他是要我们不要自私，只要舍己。
And Paul wants us to do nothing out of selfish ambition, but instead, we need to consider others.
自私是什么叫自私？
What does it mean by being selfish?
第三节呢，就是讲到凡事不可借挡。
The verse 3 talks about doing nothing out of selfish ambition.
借挡这个字呢，其实呢，保罗在第一章的时候17节曾经是用来形容这些呢全福音但是出于一个坏的不正确的动机的人。
So the group of people that Paul's referring to was verse 3. It's the word that Paul used in verse 3 is the same word that he used in verse 17 of chapter 1 of this book to describe a group of people who try to spread the gospel, with the wrong motivation.
结党这个字呢，也是当时呢来形容这些人呢，争着做官，用不法的手段去争这个做官的这个事情。
So the phrase used here was also used to describe people who want to benefit themselves by becoming officers of government.
所以呢，英文翻译在 selfish ambition 这个自私的野心呢是很正确的。
And that's why in kind of a summary way. It's described as selfish ambition.
这个保罗其实是提醒我们，你所做的事情，不但只要正确，你的动机也是要正确。
So what Paul is telling us here that not only our actions need to be correct, but the motivation behind the actions also need to be correct.
你的行为可能是为了教会好、儿女好、为了别人的好，但是你的动机是什么呢？
So your actions may be intended to benefit the church, others, your own children, but what was your motivation behind your actions?
有的时候我们就是我跟你吵的原因就是平常都是我听你但是就在这件事情上面我要你听我。
So for example, motivation for an argument may be rooted in the fact that I've always listened to you, but not this time, you will have to listen to me.
保罗不但是提醒我们不要有这个自私的一个野心，也不可以贪讨这个佛的荣耀。
So Paul tells us not to have selfish ambition, but also tells us not to have vain conceit.
追求荣耀呢，其实是一个正确的事情，没有错的。
Chasing after glory, if you will, is not a bad thing. It's okay.
但是你要追求这些荣耀呢，不要是假的，不要是暂时的，要是永恒的。
The glory you chase after should not be false. Should not be temporary. Needs to be eternal.
年轻的时候呢，我常为了一个问题很烦恼。
When I was younger, I was often troubled by a question.
就是为了穿什么衣服常常烦恼。
I was often troubled by the question of what I should wear.
因为呢，我要得到在我同学面前的荣耀。
Because I want to gain the glory in front of my classmates.
我不希望给同学看不起。
I do not want my classmates to look down on me.
所以保罗是提醒我们不要为了这些事情这些假的没有永恒价值的荣耀去吵架。
And so Paul is reminding us here is not to argue over false things that have no eternal values.
我不知道你什么是对你来说呢是这些 虚浮的荣耀。
I don't know in each of your personal case, what are the vain conceits?
这个可能是一件衣服。
It may be a piece of clothing.
可能是人家称赞你煮菜煮得多好吃。
It may be compliments from other people about how good of a cook you are.
但是呢，保罗告诉我们不要追求这些事情呢，要追求这些，就是我们要追求这些永远的荣耀。But
Paul is telling us here not to chase after those things, but chase after things that have eternal glory instead.
这个就是圣经常提醒我们要追求神的称赞。And
that's exactly what the Bible has been telling us is to go after the approval of God.
保罗说，告诉我们。 这些事情你不要去做，连想你都我们都不应该去想。
But Paul is telling us not just not to do these things, but don't even think about these things.
反而呢，我们要舍己。
But instead, we need to be self-sacrificing.
舍己的表现呢，就是谦卑。
So the manifestation of self-sacrificing is humility.
谦卑这个。 这个性格呢，在希腊人的背景里面，从来不是一个优点。The
characteristic of being humble was never a good one in the eyes of the Greek.
在他们来说，只有这些奴隶才谦卑的。In
their mind, only the slaves need to be humble.
在我们今天的社会里面，我们也强调，就是我们要为了自己的权利站起来。
In today's society, we also often stress the need for us to stand up for our own rights.
但是圣经却常常称赞这些谦卑的人。But
the Bible, however, often recommends the ones who are humble.
那么谦卑的人是怎么样的呢？
What's a humble person like?
就是第三节讲到的，看别人比自己强。
And so it's described in verse 3 as those who consider others to be better than themselves.
他的意思就是你看别人比你更加重要。
So in other words, you look at others as being more significant than you are.
当我们坚持做的时候，我们才会把我们的权利放下来。
Only by approaching it that way that we can set down our own rights.
那时候呢，我们会 会跟家人，跟比方说你的太太吵架，就是为什么去年回家回国的时候呢，已经贪了你的家人，今年回去又是贪你的家人，不贪我的家人呢？So
for example, one may argue with his spouse that about the fact that last year when they traveled back to their homeland, they visit one spouse's family, and this trip, a year later, we have to visit the same spouse's family.
当你看到别人比你更重要的时候呢，你会把你的权利放下来。However,
if you consider others to be better than yourselves, you will set down your so-called rights.
第四节呢，提醒我们另外一方面。
Verse 4 reminds us another aspect.
就是个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
That each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
顾这个字呢，很有趣哦。
The word look to is interesting.
这个字呢，你可以用在一个间谍，就是他监视对方的一个同一个字。
You can use this word to describe a spy who is spying on others.
换句话说呢，你是非常留意别人的需要的。In
other words, are you paying attention in great details about other people's needs?
你是先留意别人的需要，再留意自己的需要。Are
you paying attention to other people's needs first before you pay attention to your own need?
我们教会今年九月呢，会把我们崇拜的时间改动。So
our church will change our worship time starting September.
主要的原因呢，是因为圣生命教会他们会改动他们崇拜的时间。
The main reason is because the New Life Church will change its own worship time.
那 And
their youth group, the usage of this room for, by their youth group is also going to change.
当他们第一次跟我们, 开会, 讨论时间改动的时候呢, 我们其实是让这个他们的 youth group 先去选他们的时间。
So when they first met with us to discuss about the upcoming changes, we deferred to them to let their youth group to pick their time first.
他们呢希望呢是用晚一点的时间，就是10:45到12:00这段时间用这个房间。
So their youth group wanted to use the later time slot, which starts at 10:45 to 12:00, to use this room.
那么我们呢就 如果要用这个房间，我们必须要就是9:00到10:30用这个房间。
So in order to use the same room, then we will have to come here to worship starting at 9:00 to 10:30.
我们坚持让他们选择呢，我想就是好像圣经说，个人看别人比自己强，看到人家比我们重要。
So by deferring to them on this decision initially, I think it's exactly what the Bible is saying here, that we look to other people's interests first, and we consider themselves being better than ourselves.
那么我们上个月我们做了一个调查。
Last month we conducted a survey.
虽然呢，大部分人呢就是60%的人，其实他们是赞成9:00的时间去崇拜。
And out of the survey, 60% of the people supported a change of worship time to 9:00 in the morning.
但是还有一部分的弟兄姊妹呢，他们希望可以晚一点崇拜。
But a portion of our brothers and sisters would like to start the worship a little bit later than that.
那么圣经也提醒我们，不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Of course, the Bible has also told us not just look to our own interest, but look to the interest of others.
所以呢，我们就决定为了其他人一部分人的利益的时候呢，我们还是像 New Life 教会把我们的意愿告诉他们。
So in the interest of other people's the smaller group's benefits, we decided to relay their desire to New Life Church as a recommendation.
就是我们告诉他们，可不可以让我们在10:45的时候崇拜？
And therefore, we have asked them whether it's possible for us to worship here at 10:45.
但是呢，当我表达这个需求的时候，这个希望的时候呢，我们告诉他们，就是无论你们的决定是怎么样，我们都会很高兴的在神面前。
But in addition, we told them that while we expressed our desire for our preferred time slot, we also told them that we will receive your decision with joy while we're standing in front of God. So now we're still waiting for New Life's response.
但是我想呢，这个事情是我们可以应用我们今天所学的。 神希望我们合一的一个要求。
But I think this is one where we can apply what we're learning today, and that is becoming a group of oneness.
就是我们学习怎么去谦卑，怎么去就是协己。
And that is to learn how to be humble and learn to be self-sacrificing.
我们最后一同祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你。Dear
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们为了我们能够在这个地方去崇拜你，我们感谢你。We
thank you for our ability to worship here.
我们知道我们面前可能会有一个改变，有关我们崇拜的时间。And
regarding our worship time, I know there's a change coming.
但是我求神帮助我们，不会因为这个事情影响我们跟 New Life 之间的合一。And
we ask God to help us that. Regardless of outcome of this arrangement, our relationship with New Life will not be interfered with.
Because we are one in Christ.
because we're one family in the Lord. Thank you for listening to our prayer, and we'll pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.